An old man with no left hand asks me to tell him about Jimmy.
I inquisitively reply, Jimmy?
He retorts, Jimmy, which leads me to say,
Jimmy who?
He looks bemused, barks, forgets the who. No disrespect to who they be, but I'm talking about the man riddled in the scriptures of rock prophecy. The left-handed ladies man who dropped electric ladyland, the prophet who saw fit to drift purposely in between the cracks of his beautiful mind, the living legend, a musical Einstein who gave the finger to commercially conscious hooks and rewrote the rules before burning the book. James Marshall Hendrix played guitar better with his teeth than most play with their hands. They say had he given it a try, he could have rolled as a one-man jazz band or played the guitar whilst performing a headstand. He was a musical fantasist oozing individuality. Every note that he played stressed virtuoso vitality, influenced by an eclectic mix. Jimmy became the daddy of the guitar's repertoire, and his influences still seem wide and far. Discouraged by the only carer he had, Al was never in the running for the world's best dad. His torturous journey to discovery resembled the road to perdition, but lightning quick, Jimmy atoned for it. Precociously playing revolutionary waves overtly evident in purple haze, his large hands wrapped round guitars readily, could maneuver two bass strings extremely easily. During studio time, Jimmy quick fixed it, hardly reworked it. Bit like the adage, practice makes perfect. The old man is no longer shouting, so I feel able to ask him, why did you dart this task at me? I suppose he hesitates to test you. But when I realised you had not a clue, I felt obliged to share his truth with you. Your eyes are far from weary and your ears yearn more, so follow me through the next Hendrix door. As I escape the doorway, the old man disappears. Now the walls are shouting at me, revealing scriptures setting out Jimmy's wizardry. Jimmy was sage enough to ignore ignorance and brave enough to pay reverence to rock institutions that men akin to him were not attuned to. LSD was taking listeners higher and psychedelia was spreading like Australian bushfire. Advanced studio technology, with which Hendrix was inextricably intertwined, was steadily becoming the in thing of the time. His boundless limitations served as session man occupation has a divine and a reason that disappointment can be for a reason. Despite the imposition of artistic straitjackets, James's creativity disobeyed like red socks in an all-white wash. Running free most colourfully when the Isley brothers let him testify, it was then that the rock gods heard his testimony, and it was then that what had been a convoluted course transformed into destiny. As I stare at the writings kissing the wall, a mysterious energy afflicts me. My tongue feels capable of communicating things because they now seem next to me. With the old man no longer there, it falls upon me to share, but I need to ask questions like, what made you exhibit wild thing humping the amp showmanship? And what provoked your first crunching distorted riff? Elicit whether Mary was the bar black chick or the brick with the fleece as white as snow? And ask what end ever happened to Joe? Inquire as to how he did feel when brothers gave him a look suggesting he weren't keeping it real. Solicit insight into what he gained from posthumous hindsight. I reckon that it would be then that he would enigmatically reply somewhat impenetrably about limited portions of pie in the sky. With the old man no longer in sight, my tongue rolls up, ready to take flight. Not known for dotting his I's or crossing his T's, contractual claims hounded him, and in his later days surrounded him, but how could it have been otherwise? When his dexterity only had eyes for music,
Again, I ask, how could it have been otherwise when his nimble fingers were obliged, duty-bound to hypnotise? Wah, 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 pedals and buzzing feedback. Prior to Jimmy, there was practically none of that. Love or confusion laughed in the face of early guitar gimmickry and laid down the law for what guitar was meant to be. James gave rock a gift greater than when hip-hop received the beat box and he bequeathed it a new look. He plucked strings like his fingers were angel feathers, teleporting listeners to their psychedelic tether, regardless to whether they were sober, high, or whatever. Ironically, his ultimate performing bane was the stunt that originally ignited his fame. Live crowds hungered for his guitar flambé like schoolchildren craved their school holiday. From the Velvetones to Chicken Circuit, Jimmy James got around, but hail Chaz for bringing him to this town where he gained the experience to form the band. Later formations and antecedents of Bo Noel and Mitch were his best ingredients. James Marshall Hendrix made the guitar musical voice in its own right, bestowing its mystery like a creature of the night. His mere presence imposed a new rock aristocratic order and ephemerally infused two famous dudes, Clapton and Townsend, to stop reveling as enemies. Such was the fear Jimmy instilled in contemporaries, for when he stroked strings, everyone knew he provoked minds. Courageous chords struck in a breathtaking way, ensuring hearts of fans still beat them today. Songs that sung subjects set in kaleidoscopic scenes, and ears still hear performances showcasing the flamboyancy that gave guitar its manifest affability. His history showed that prior to him, most guitarists had played with more humility, for he was like Ike and his guitar was Tina. He worked her close to death, but in doing so made her simply the best. Their orally erotic, symbiotic relationship was globally witnessed with the Star Spangled Banner Woodstock business. In so many ways, more than one, he was the first ray of the new rising sun. A groundbreaking, rip-roaring, music-making, bright, warm promise anew that never kissed the zenith his aptitude alluded to. James Marshall Jimi Hendrix. Music misses you.